Welcome to Zichu Das Siman Memory of Ram Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Psachim Daf Lamed Tes. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, El Yarak Adam Yotze Behen Yedei Chovasu BePesach. These are the vegetables with which a person may fulfill his chiyuv to eat maror on Pesach, and then lists five vegetables beginning with chazeres and ending with maror. Rav has said that chazeres is chasa, it's lettuce, and explains the reason it's called chasa, the chasro chamani lavan, for the merciful one took pity, who was chas upon us, and saved us from the Mitzrim. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani said in the name of Yochanan, Lama nimshu mitzrim kamaror? Why are the mitzrim compared to maror? Ma maror zesh tchilaso rach v'sof kasha af mitzrim tchilas and racha v'sof kasha. Just as maror at its beginning is soft, but at its end is hard, which Rashi explains to mean that it becomes hard when the stalks harden as wood, so to the mitzrim, their beginning was soft, but in their end they were harsh. And Rashi explains that in the beginning they paid Bnei Yisrael for their labor, but in the end they forced them to work without pay. Point number two, the Gemara clarifies several qualifications for maror. Rav Chumi asked Abai what the source is that maror is a kind of vegetable. Perhaps it refers to the gall, the marisa of the kufia fish, which is very bitter. The Gemara answers that it must be similar to matzah. Ma matzah gedui karka af maror gedui karka. Just as matzah is baked from a substance that grows from the ground, so too maror refers to a substance that grows from the ground and not fish organs. The Gemara continues to clarify that it cannot refer to hirduf, which is a bitter tree, because like matzah, it must be minzroim, a type of herbage, and not something from a tree. It cannot refer to arzifu, which is a type of plant that's poisonous to animals, because like matzah, it must be something that may be bought with maisusheni money, meaning only an edible substance. Rabbi Baruch Hanan asked about how we know that maror includes so many different types of vegetables. And the Gemara answer is marorim ksiv. Maror is written in the plural. We know that more than just two vegetables are permitted, for just as matzah may be baked from many species of grain, so too maror includes many species of vegetables. And point number three, was taught in a braisa, El devarim she'ein banui de chimutz. These are the things that cannot become chametz, even if they later on came in contact with water. That which is baked, that which is cooked, and flour that has been scalded in scalding water. So the Gemara asks how something which is cooked doesn't become chametz. Adam avashvim mechama, as it's in the process of cooking, before it boils, it ferments. Papa answered that the case is where it's baked, and then it was cooked. It was taught in another braisa that flour in which dripping water fell, even if the water dripped into it all day long, the flour does not ferment. Rav Papa said that this is provided that the water fell drop after drop with no interval in between them. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, El Yarak Adam Yotz Behen Yedei Chovasu BePesach. These are the vegetables with which a person may fulfill his chiyuv to eat maror on Pesach, and then lists five vegetables, beginning with chazeres and ending with maror. Rav said the chazeres is chasa, it's lettuce, and explains the reason it's called chasa, the chasro chamani lavan. For the merciful one took pity, he was chas upon us and saved us from the Mitzrim. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Lama nimshu mitzrim kamar? Why are the Mitzrim compared to maror? Ma maror zesh tchilas urach v'sof kasha, af mitzrim tchilas urach v'sof kasha. Just as maror at its beginning is soft, but at its end is hard, which Rashi explains to mean that it becomes hard when the stalks harden as wood, so to the Mitzrim. Their beginning was soft, but in their end they were harsh. Rashi explains that in the beginning, they paid Bnei Yisrael for their labor, but in the end, they forced them to work without pay. Point number two, the Gemara clarifies several qualifications for maror. Rav Chumi asked Abai, what is the source that maror is a kind of vegetable? Perhaps it refers to the gall, the marisa of the kufia fish, which is very bitter. The Gemara answers that it must be similar to matzah. Ma matzah gedui karka af maror gedui karka. Just as matzah is baked from a substance that grows from the ground, so to maror refers to a substance that grows from the ground and not fish organs. The Gemara continues to clarify that it cannot refer to hirduf, which is a bitter tree, because like matzah must be means roim, a type of herbage, and not something from a tree. It can't refer to arzifu, which is a type of plant that is poisonous to animals, because like matzah must be something that may be bought with maisusheni money, meaning only an edible substance. Rabbi Rav Hanan asked Abai how we know that maror includes so many different types of vegetables, and the Gemara answers, marorim ksiv. Maror is written in the plural. We know that more than just two vegetables are permitted, for just as matzah may be baked from many species of grain, so tomorrow includes many species of vegetables. And point number three was taught in the braisa, El devarim she'ein banui de chimutz. These are the things that cannot become chametz, even if they later on came in contact with water. That which is baked, that which is cooked, and flour that has been scalded in scalding water. The Gemara asks how something which is cooked doesn't become chametz, because while it's in the process of cooking, before it boils, it ferments. But Papa answered that the case is where it was baked and was then cooked. It was taught in another braisa that flour in which dripping water fell, even if the water dripped into it all day long, the flour does not ferment. Rav Papa said that this is provided that the water fell drop after drop with no interval in between them. All right, so now we go to our sim for Daf Lamed Tes, and our standard simon is a letter. So here goes. The Yeshiva Pre-Pesach fundraising drive features sending out letters with lettuce in them, certifying that they are mohudr maror, grown from the ground, not from a tree, and totally edible. along with a piece of matzah they touted as totally chametz proof. Once again, in slow motion. The Yeshiva pre-Pesach fundraising drive featured sending out letters. Letters? That must be more in Daf Lamites. The Yeshiva pre-Pesach fundraising drive featured sending out letters with lettuce in them, certifying that they are Mohuder Maror, which reminds us that the Lechachila form of Maror is Chazeres, which is Chasa, lettuce, and it's called Chasa because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Chas on us, he had mercy on us, and that the Mitzrim are compared to Maror because they started off soft and paid us for our labor, and then ended up hard and forced us to work for no pay. So the Yeshiva pre-Pesach fundraising drive featured sending out letters with lettuce in them, certifying that they are Mohuder Maror, grown from the ground, not from a tree, and totally edible. Which reminds us that Maror must be similar to matzah in so much that it comes from a substance that is grown from the ground, it's herbage, and it's edible, and also can come from many different species, just like matzah can. So the Yeshiva pre-Pesach fundraising drive featured sending out letters with lettuce in them, certifying they are Mohuder Maror, grown from the ground, not from a tree, and totally edible, along with a piece of matzah they touted as totally chametz proof. Which reminds us that unleavened foods which are baked or cooked after being baked, as well as flour that is scalded, cannot become chametz if water comes in contact with them. So once again, the Yeshiva pre-Pesach fundraising drive featured sending out letters with lettuce in them, certifying they are Mohuder Maror, grown from the ground, not from a tree, and totally edible, along with a piece of matzah they touted as totally chametz proof. All right, now it's time for a four-block-back chazara. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Simper Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la, la, la. The children's choir, that must be more on Daf Lamed Hey, la, la, la. The children's choir sing the catchy We Can't Be Matzah song, were dressed up in their rice and millet costumes, which reminds us that Rabbi Shimon Lakish said that the source that oris and dochen, rice and millet, cannot be used for matzah, comes with the juxtaposition of the psukim lo socholav chametz, you shall not eat chametz with it, referring to the Garden Pesach, and shivas yamin tocholav matzos, for 7 days you shall eat matzahs with it. From this juxtaposition we learn, dvarim abong de chimutz, adam yotz behen yedecho basa b'matzah. It is only with things that come to leaven when left to rise that a person fulfills his obligation to eat matzah. Yadzu elu she'im b'ang de chimutz el yedei sirchon. Excluded are these types of flours, of oris and dochen, rice and millet, which do not come to leaven, but come to spoil. So the children's choir singing the catchy We Can't Be Matzah song were dressed up in their rice and millet costumes and pouring wine, oil, and honey in some dough, which reminds us, Rav Yidi Bar Avin explained that Reish Lakish's reason for saying that one is not chayiv karis for eating dough that was kneaded with wine, oil, honey instead of water in its leavened form was mishum dahavile meperos, meperos ein machmitzin. It's because these liquids are fruit juices, and juices of fruits cannot cause a dough to leaven. Fruit juices here refers to natural juices. So the children's choir singing the catchy We Can't Be Matzah song were dressed up in their rice and millet costumes and pouring wine, oil, and honey in some dough, while the kid holding the bucket of partially fixed tevel sang the solo. Which reminds, we learned in a brisa that grain whose restriction comes exclusively on account of the prohibition of eating chametz can create matzah, which excludes grain of tevel that is excluded not on account of the prohibition of chametz, but because of the prohibition of do not eat tevel. When the Gemara asked, why is there no prohibition of chametz as well when eating tevel? Rav Sheshes answered that this brisa reflects the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who holds ein isur chal a isur. A prohibition cannot take effect upon a pre-existing prohibition, meaning that it was already forbidden because of tevel before the possibility of it becoming forbidden because of chametz, and therefore it cannot become chametz. Daf Lamed Vav. So the Simur Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The poor kohen who lived in a house made of lulavim. Lulavim. That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Vav. The poor kohen who lived in a house made of lulavim ate his lechem oni matzahs ba'aninas, which reminds us we different drushes from the words lechem oni. Rav Yossi Aglilu expounds the words lechem oni to teach that matzah must be made from something that can be eaten ba'aninas, which excludes making matzah from ma'aser sheni, which cannot be eaten ba'aninas. He focuses on the pronunciation lechem oni. Rav Akiva learns that lechem oni means matzah must be poor man's bread, which excludes making it from dough mixed with wine, oil, or honey. He focuses on the written form ani and says from the pronunciation of oni, we can learn like Shmuel, who says lechem oni, lechem she'oni molav dvarim harbe. The Torah calls it the bread of oni because it's bread upon which we declare oni many things, referring to Sipur Yetzias Yisrael. So the poor kohen who lived in a house made of hulavim ate his lechem oni matzahs ba'aninas. After checking the box and make sure they weren't made from bikurim, which reminds us that Rabbi Yossi Gluy learned that matzah cannot be made from bikurim because the Torah states, b'kol moshvosechem tochu matzahs, in all your dwellings you shall eat matzahs, which teaches that only matzah that can be eaten in all your dwellings may be used, excluding bikurim, which cannot be eaten except in Yerushalayim. So the poor kohen who lived in a house made of lulavim ate his lechem oni matzahs ba'aninas. After checking the box to make sure they weren't made from bikurim, or as fine flour chalut and oversized ashisha. Which reminds us that it was taught in the Braisa when the Torah states a matzah resemble a poor man's bread, it excludes chalut, which is scalded bread, and ashisha. Rashi explains that scalded bread is prepared in an elegant manner with very fine flour, and ashisha is an oversized loaf, which the Miri says is ordinarily baked only for important company. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Simur Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The laser tag team, laser tag, that must be more on Daf Lamed Zayin. The laser tag team had to beat the clock and find hidden tefach thick loaves in less time than it takes for Kohanim to bake the lechem upon him. Which reminds us that there's a Malchus Beis Shem Beis Hillel regarding baking pasava, which initially we believe is regarding baking a thick loaf off to a tefach thick, which is learned from the lechem upon him. When Rav Yosef refutes this understanding, since the lechem upon him could be baked up to a tefach thick, because there were a number of factors that help ensure it didn't become chametz, the Malchus is understood to be about pasma ruba, baking a lot of loaves in the oven at the same time beyond one's Yom Tov needs. Beis Shammai forbids it because of Tirkei Yisera, whereas Beis Hillel permits it because baking a lot of loaves together improves the taste of the bread. So the laser tag team had to beat the clock and find hidden tefach thick loaves in less time than it takes for Kohanim to bake the lechem upon him, and then laser decorative designs on them, which reminds us about the concern of baking matzahs with tzrikim mitzuyarim decorative designs. The concern is that women will tarry while decorating them and the dough will become chametz. One opinion is that the concern is only with professional bakers who are meticulous and take their time because they intend to sell these matzahs. Others say the concern is only with ordinary people, but professional bakers are adept, plus they have stamps that enable them to decorate quickly. So the laser tag team had to beat the clock and find hidden tefach thick loaves in less time it takes for Kohanim to bake the lechem upon him, and then laser decorative designs on them while they were frying in pans and exempt from challah. Which reminds us of the Malchus whether loaves fried in a pan are put from the need to separate challah. Reish Lakish says they are, since fried loaves are not considered lechem. Rabbi Yochanan holds they are chai because they are considered bread, and only loaves baked in the sun are exempt from hafrashas challah. They would also disagree in a case where bread was fried in a pan where the flame was opposite the top of the pan, since this is considered a normal way of frying for poor people who want to conserve fuel. Daf Lamed Ches, so the Simur Lamed Ches is a Devar Lach, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. The exotic chicken soup, that must be more in Daf Lamed Ches, a Devar Lach. The exotic chicken soup served with Maaser Sheni Challah, Esrogim, and Matzah Balls, which reminds us that Rav Asi said that the Malchus bin Rav Meir and the Chachamim regarding Maaser Sheni, whether it's Mamon Gavoa and Patrim Challah, or Mamon Hediot, personal property, and Chayvan Challah, also applies with using Maaser Sheni for an Esrog, where the Pasuk says, U'kachtem lechem, and you should take yours, and with using Maaser Sheni for matzah, where there's a gezer shava of lechem, lechem, connecting the lechem from challah to the lechem of lechem oni. So the exotic chicken soup served with Maaser Sheni, challah, esrogim, and matzah balls was sold next to the stall that marketed totolos and nazir wafers, which reminds us two different sources were brought for why challah satoto or kikei nazir, that one made for himself, cannot be used to fulfill one's chiyuv for chilas matzah. Rabbi said that the Pasuk states, Ushmartim etza matzos, and you shall safeguard the matzos, matzah mishtamer shel shem matzah. This teaches that only matzah that's guarded from becoming leaven for the sake of matzah may be used in Mekai in the mitzvah, excluding those which are guarded, not for the sake of the mitzvah matzah, but ushum zevach, for the sake of the offering. Rav Yosef brought the Pasuk, Shivas Yamim mitzvahs tochelu, 7 days you shall eat matzahs, matzah nechelas is Shivas Yamim. This teaches that only matzah that can be eaten for 7 days may be used for the chi of matzah, excluding these which are not eaten for 7 days, but for 1 day and one night. So the exotic chicken soup served with Maaser Sheni challah, esrogim, and matzah balls was sold next to the stall that marketed total loaves and nazir wafers, where the owner was wrapping them up to take home as matzah, since business was slow. Which reminds us that Rabbi explained the reason that challah satoto rikike nazir, that one intended to sell, can be used to fulfill one's chiyuv for achilas matzah, is that one anticipates changing his mind vis-a-vis all the matzahs he makes for sale. The person says to himself, if they're sold for a person's tod or nazar offering, they're sold. But if they're not sold, I'll fulfill my chiyuv for matzah with them. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos, Shabbos, and Erevin. Number 1. Which have they learned that being that matzah must be poor man's bread, lechem oni, it can't be chalut or shisha, that's on daf? Lamed Vav. Good. Number 2. Which have they learned that there's no chorus for one who eats chametz that was made with wine, oil, or honey, that's on daf? Lamed Hey. Good. Number 3. Wish of the one that unleavened dough that is baked or cooked after being baked cannot become chametz if it comes in contact with water. That's on Daf. Lamed Tes. Good. Number 4. Wish that we have different pshatim on what we learn from Lechem Oni. That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Good. Number 5. Wish of the one that people that sell Chalas Satoto or Kikei Nazir have in mind that if they can't sell them, they'll use them for the mitzvah of matzah. That's on Daf. Lamed Ches. Good. Number 6. Wish that the one that water for the chag that became tummy only becomes tower if he shikan v'achlecha higdishon, one first brought in contact with the mikvah before being makdishet. That's on Daf. Lamed Dalet. Good. Number 7. Wish that the one that there are two sources brought For why calls the Torah Rikike Nazir that one makes for himself cannot be used for the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. That's on Daf. Good, number 8. Which of you learned that the lechem panim was baked in a way that it had numerous advantages so they would not become chametz despite being a tefach thick? That's on Daf. Amad Zayin. Good, number 9. Which of you learned that matzah cannot be made from partially tied tevel? That's on Daf. Lamed Hey, good. And number 10, which of the one that mora must be like matzah in that it comes from the ground, is herbage, and is edible? That's on Daf. Lamed Tes. Excellent. All right, now we go to the 3 bonus questions. Number 1, which of the we discuss throwing a kaveris, a basket, and rishus rubbing? That's on Daf. Ches and Shabbos. Good. Number 2, which of the one why Yeshua went to the grave with no children? That's on Daf. Samech Gimel in Erevin. Good. And number 3, which have they learned about Birchas Achama? That's on Daf. Nun Tes and Brachas. Excellent. All right, this concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.